Sean for breakfast. Tess Prince is 747 Triple M, and we're only 7 weeks away from a potential federal election, and it can be very confusing times. Politics is a very murky subject, and sometimes we just need it straight from someone who we can relate to. One such man is Adam Peacock. You may have seen him from Fox Sports News. He's a sports reporter, and now he's turned to the murky waters of politics. Adam, how are you?
Well, there's enough politics in sports. I might as well get involved in general politics as well. Morning, how are you?
Well, I'm good. That's a really good point. There is politics in sport, but I feel like at least it's straight-edged a lot of time. Federal politics can be messy. Why on earth, and this is the question on everyone's lips, why are you getting into politics, this political game?
Oh, it's just for this. I'm not going to get into politics in any greater form at all. I'm just interested in how it works. It is, in essence, human behaviour, all of it. So the human behaviour patterns, all of them fascinate me, especially as being a father and trying to work out what my kids are thinking and what they're going to be like once upon a time. Hopefully they're not going to be politicians, because it looks like a pretty hard gig, and it's a really interesting world, because you marry up, and this is where I've gone back with the series that I've done as a podcast through Podcast One, is to strip it all back and then work out what the framework is in Australian politics that we have to work with, like the laws and the parameters of it all, and then go from there. And that's what we started with. There's some more episodes to come about the human behaviours and when it gets really interesting inside politics.
Yeah, I really want to venture into that really briefly. But first of all, tell us what you've done so far with the podcast, who you've spoken to, and I guess maybe what you've learnt.
Yeah, a lot. So we started with an episode called Is It Broken? So that then went back into how we were set up as a federation, basically, in 1901. And not much has changed in terms of the laws. See, the constitution that we have sets up the parameters for government, and also the courts, the High Court down in Australia. So there's not a lot that can be changed within that. It's just the way that people use those little nuances within it, which is interesting. So it goes back to the fact that in Australia, for instance, we elect a party to lead the country. We don't exactly elect one person to lead the country, even though it feels like it, because we're voting for a prime minister. We're actually voting in a party based on our system that we have. And then I went through the House of Representatives, how that works, the Senate, how that works. That's equally as important as the House as well, the left and right side of politics. What does that actually mean? You hear the term all the time. And then go through the parties as well, like the main players in politics. So that's the setup. And that's what's out there at the moment.
Well, and that's very interesting that you say there's this sort of perception that you're voting for the leader of each party. But I mean, I originally was from the seat of Curtin, which has been a safe Julie Bishop seat for years. So although I think I've got to say, realistically, it's Julie Bishop's way or the highway when it came to me growing up and voting, it can be very disenfranchising at times.
It can, because if you're in a safe seat for a certain member, well, no matter what you do, you've only got one chance at trying to change that, and you're in the seat of, 20 to 100,000 people. It's not going to make a difference, but it is a small difference. And this is why I kind of got to it, was, well, my vote does count, and we're so lucky here in Australia that we haven't had to go through a war to get what we want, and that's in terms of a certain amount of freedom. Now, obviously, there's been ups and downs through that throughout time, and we're still getting the hang of it, especially with our Indigenous population and what's happened to them in the past, which is nothing short of horrific. But that's not the point of this. This is the point of what politics is working as at the moment, and what we can do to change it. Well, I think the biggest thing we can do to change it is understand it first, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, I reckon that's a really good point. I did mention before, I want to pick you up on that human behaviour when it comes to politicians. I have a theory, Adam. Can I run it past you?
Do it.
So we live in an age now where social media basically rules. We've got an attachment. Well, most of us do have an attachment to your Facebook, your Twitters, your Instagram, and information gets so public so quickly. So with politicians, back in the day, if you make a gaffe or make a mistake, let's say, you've got a couple of days where you can basically rectify the problem before it hits the press and goes out there. These days, it is immediate. You can be on top of the world and go to the bottom. You can become the scum of Australia within moments. So basically, these politicians are in a constant fight or flight. They're constantly nervous about what they can say or what they should do. It means that their adrenaline's always high. It means that they're nervous. It means they make bad decisions. What do you think about that?
Yeah, they're always on edge. What I'll say to counteract that is that the fallout from a huge scandal or something that appears to be or feels like a huge scandal doesn't last as long because we move on to the next thing so quickly. So that's to balance that out. We've got a couple of episodes coming up about the 24-hour news cycle, the media cycle, and talking to experts in that field about how it's really affected it. I'm actually going to talk to Kevin Rudd's former press secretary about because that was around the time when he came in 2007, when Twitter was taking off, Facebook had been around for a little bit, Instagram was still off, but you know those fast information news sites. When he came in, that's what they had to really adjust to, and I think everyone's still adjusting to it at the moment as well. But it's a huge factor, no doubt about that.
Yeah, we almost need a reset with it all. That's fascinating. So you should keep a lookout for Peacock Politics. Jump onto podcastone.com.au and find that. I really like the idea of it because I think we all need to know a little bit more about politics. And before I let you go, Adam, so I've said on air a couple times now, I'm so confident that Bill Shorten will be the next leader of our country that if he does lose, if we have a Prime Minister ScoMo come May and April, I would happily jump into Esperance Bay completely naked. So what does ScoMo have to do to win this election? What does ScoMo have to do to get my pants off?
Not that he wants to or anything. Sure. Yeah, no. I mean, you can do
me a beverage or anything, you know?
You'd want to get in before like June because it might be a bit cold and you know what happens there. But look, I think it's still a bit of an open race. In all probability, Labor are going to win. But here's a bit of the problem that I have with the whole political setup, as it were. I don't actually care who wins. I just want the people or person who's going to drive Australia forward and look after the joint a bit better. What it feels like at the moment is that we're voting for a government to come in, that vote is based on the fact that the other side is no good, if you know what I mean. So it's a thought or a process based on kick him out rather than let's bring him in because they'll be great for the country. That's the overriding thought at the moment, and that's a problem. That's a huge issue for politics in Australia. If we're the ideal situation was that we've got two really good options that are definitely going to drive us forward and two sets of opinions in Australia that is really going to drive us forward and make the place better. But at the moment, it seems that it looks like we're going to kick a mob out that have basically been swept away because of dislike or negativity rather than a positive outlook on what can be done for this country with the power of our own vote.
Yeah, I think I became more aware with that under Tony Abbott, where it was destructive politics when he was the opposition leader, and it was Julie Gillard and Kevin Rudd, and he just attacked.
Yeah,
they've
all been guilty of it. Like it sounds like we're against one side here, but like in the past 10 years, it's been equilibrium. It's been two for the Labor Party and two for Liberal Party, and it's like ice. Sort
of
out, seriously.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Look, I'm really looking forward to the podcast. We could talk all day about politics. Not sure how far we'd get. I've been talking to Adam Peacock. You can get his podcast, Peacock Politics, Polycox Politics, at podcastone.com.au. Mate, thanks for catching up with me this morning.
There's a lot of peas there. Thanks, mate.